The start of the school year is exciting and a little scary for 11-year-old Delasia Jones. Del Sesto Middle School is bigger than her elementary school, and the kids are older.
There's a lot of bigger kids here, and I'm scared, like, to be around them in the gym, so there's, like, a lot of them.
Jones is a little shy, but clearly excited to be in middle school. Leaning against a blue locker, she says she wants to make new friends and do well in her classes, which she knows will be challenging.
Yes, like the math and math questions and all that, and there's going to be a lot more teachers than it was last year, so it's going to be like more harder questions than it was.
Del Sesto looks pretty different to Emmanuel Reyes. As an eighth grader, he's at the top of the heap this year, and he's got a bit of swagger.
It's funny. It's like seeing all these kids, seeing how small I used to be, and I used to not even be able to touch the lockers, and now I can.
This is a big year for Reyes. He's 13 and trying to get into a good high school. That means he'll need to keep his grades up. Last year, he got some A's and B's, but also some C's and D's.
Yeah, last year wasn't the greatest year, but this year I am trying to get really good grades, trying to get in a good high school and see what I want to do.
Reyes wants to get onto the honor roll this year, and he's got some challenging classes, including algebra. He dreams of a career as a professional athlete.
I want to become a baseball player, but at the same time, if that doesn't work out, I don't know what my second plan is going to be. That's what I'm trying to figure out this year.
Reyes and Jones are at a critical age, no longer little kids, not yet high schoolers. It's also the moment educators say can determine how students will do for the rest of their academic careers. If a kid is chronically absent or faces discipline problems in middle school, those issues will likely follow them into high school. In math teacher Haley Davis's class, students are starting the school year the way a lot of kids do, by taking a standardized test.
I want you to click take a math test. Everyone click take a math test.
The students are all using school-issued laptops, which they'll hold on to for the rest of the year. It's just one part of the plan at Del Sesto to raise test scores. Last year, just 3% of students here were at grade level for math, and fewer than 10% for English.
All right, is everyone logged in?
Not everyone is ready to start the test. It's the beginning of the school year, so one new student doesn't have a password. A classmate offers to let the kid without a password take his test for him.
Could he do mine?
I don't want to do it, the kid says. None of the students seem especially enthused about taking the test. Some are slouching in their seats, but they'll take various standardized tests several times this year. Teachers and administrators at the school want data, and standardized tests are one of the ways they get it.
Remember, testing is a voice level of zero. That means we are silent. Good luck. Try your best. Right? I expect high scores in here.
Davis is aware many of her students are already behind, but remains optimistic. This is her second full year as a teacher. The program Teach for America placed her at Del Sesto after she graduated from Harvard. Originally from Southern California, Davis says she recognizes she has a different background than many of her students.
I just try to be very open and honest with them about where I come from and really show genuine interest in their lives and what is important to them.
She tries to establish trust and a good rapport with students and help them understand how their studies relate to the real world. Davis is part of the effort at Del Sesto to overhaul the way teachers interact with students. Those laptops are more than just high-tech gadgets. They're the center of a new teaching style in which students move through classwork at their own pace on their own computers. It's a big change for a new teacher.
Last year, I got my first year under my belt, and I was like, oh, great, this is going to be okay. And then all of a sudden, it's everything you did last year, we're going to change. It's going to be new.
There'll be new challenges this year for Administrator Cassandra Charles, too. She spent the last decade as a classroom teacher. Now she's a dean at Del Sesto, training to become a principal.
The way I thought was I can only make change in my classroom, right? I can only affect the kids in my classroom, and then obviously talk to the kids out in the hallway, but I want to make change on a grander scale. So being in that administrator role, that's where I need to be.
As a dean, she'll help deal with chronic absenteeism, help administrators, and learn what it takes to run a school, which involves getting teachers to feel like they're part of a team.
Helping them understand that everybody is here, we're all a support system. Everybody is in this for the same reasons, right? We want to focus on our mission and vision, and we want to focus on the students and what is in the best interest of the student.
In the hallway, Del Sesto's principal, Arzenia Gill, is dealing with one of the many unexpected issues that can come up in a principal's day.
Ms. Filomeno, do you copy?
Yes.
In this case, it's a mystery beep coming from a locker.
It's locker number C103. Whose locker is that?
There's a sound in the locker. It might be a phone or something else. It's just beeping. It's not a nice beep.
Gil is leading the effort to make changes at Del Sesto. She's already proud of some of the improvements she's seen in the climate of the school. Now she hopes better test scores will follow. She's gotten funding to give laptops to more students so they can work at their own pace, but first, she has them simulate how they will care for their new computers.
And in some classrooms, you will see they have these papers they're carrying, which is like a Chromebook, so we are getting them to practice. So if they lose the paper, that means they lost the Chromebook, so then we have a conversation with them.
Over the school year, we'll check back in with Gil and her staff, Cassandra Charles as she transitions to management, Haley Davis as she works through her second year teaching, and the students, the kids at the center of new education initiatives, as they figure out what they need to do to succeed here. We hope you'll join us. John Bender, Rhode Island Public Radio.